You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Welcome, Food 52. I'm Chef Arturo Quesada, and we're here to test out our swordfish tacos and our pork cheek tacos. Welcome to Encanto. So we're going to start off with our fantastic fish taco. It's one of our top sellers here at Encanto. We're going to start off making a red cabbage slaw. We're going to take a quarter of a red cabbage and slice it really thin, what you would call a julienne. And we're going to slice a red onion pretty thin, a quarter of a red onion. And we're squeezing one lime into the bowl of sliced red cabbage and onions. Also going to take 1 ounce or 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar and add it to that. And we're going to get about a tablespoon of salt and a quarter cup or 2 ounces of extra virgin olive oil. Then we're going to take our gloved hand and give it a really good massage. And that's going to help break down the cabbage and turn the onions a beautiful shade of mauve or pink. The longer you let that sit, the nicer it's going to be. I would let it marinate like that for at least an hour up to overnight. So you can do this the day before if that makes your life easier. So for our pico de gallo, I have everything chopped up already. I have about a half a cup of red onions, diced small, about a quarter of an inch. And a quarter cup of jalapenos, seeded and diced small. What I like to do, and I think what's an important point in this recipe, is to salt your jalapenos and your red onions. Then let that macerate for a good 10-15 minutes, and the juices will come out of the onion and the jalapeno, and they'll begin to marry, and it's just going to make your pico de gallo much more flavorful. What separates a pico de gallo at Encanto from others is not the recipe. It's the technique and it's how you put it together that makes ours a cut above. So once you have the onions and the jalapenos macerated with a salt for a good 10-15 minutes, then we're going to add 2 cups of seeded and diced Roma tomatoes. It's important to get very good quality tomatoes and make sure they're ripe. Then we're going to squeeze in the juice of half a lime over all of those ingredients. And we're going to take about a quarter of a cup of cilantro leaves, and we're going to sliver that really finely and add that to our bowl of tomatoes, onions, and jalapenos, and give that a good mix with your spoon. And you're ready to go. Make sure you give it a taste. Adjust with a tiny bit more salt so that the tomatoes are seasoned as well. And we have pico de gallo. Now we're going to use this for both of the recipes as well. So that's going to go on the pork taco as well as the fish taco. So now we're going to batter our swordfish, and we're using swordfish from here in the Los Angeles area, and they dry age their fish. It really has exceptional flavor. Of course, you know, you can get whatever swordfish you have available. Just always use the best and freshest quality product that you can. What you want to do is cut the swordfish into little pieces about 3 inches by 3/4 of an inch wide, and have those chilled and ready to go. For the batter, I'm using 3 different kinds of flour. And I know at home I'm making your life a little bit more complicated, but it's like that for a reason. So we're using regular all-purpose flour, about 1/2 cup of rice flour, and 1/4 cup of potato starch. So the rice flour and the potato starch, you're going to be able to get either online or at any Asian market near you. And the reason for using 3 flours in this case is it's going to give us exceptional crunch. Again, that's one of those things that makes us stand out above the rest. Also lending to that exceptional crunch is going to be the liquid that we add to the batter. And that's going to be beer and vodka. It's a really exorbitant 6 ounces of vodka and a whole cup of your favorite Mexican lager. And what that's going to do is give flavor. The carbonation in the beer is going to make the batter a little bit lighter, but the alcohol is going to evaporate and really leave a nice crunchy texture. So I like to have the batter pretty thick, so you want to coat the back of the spoon, and if you draw a line with your finger, that line will hold and stay. So we're about to deep fry our swordfish. Here at Encanto, we always are in mind of using healthful products. And even though we're deep frying in this case, we're using rice bran oil to deep fry with. Placing the swordfish into the batter. 1 hand so you leave your other hand nice and clean. So we're gonna let that fry for a good three or four minutes, or till it's golden brown and delicious. So now that our fish is golden brown and delicious, we're gonna pull it out, and I'm gonna place that on a wire rack while we finish up. So now we're gonna be getting ready to build our tacos. In addition to our red cabbage slaw, our fish, you're also going to want to have ready some aged pecorino that you have pre-grated and some Mexican crema. How we make ours is to mix 1/2 cup of sour cream with some zest of 1/2 lime and the juice of 1/2 lime. And just mix that together and you'll be ready to go. So now we're going to start heating up our tortilla. At the restaurant, we use the smaller street taco size, but at home, if you can't find those, you're more than welcome to use a larger size tortilla. We also use corn tortilla only to make sure that we're getting the flavor profile that we want. But if you prefer to use flour, use whatever you prefer. So now we're gonna plate our tacos. I'm gonna heat up your tortillas really nicely. Should just take, you know, about 10 seconds on each side. Are nice and hot. So grab your plate, put your warm tortillas on there with your crunchy fish. Add a little bit of that beautiful red slaw. Look at the color that's really developed overnight. Our beautiful pico de gallo. Then we're gonna finish that up with our pecorino. And there we go. We have our beautiful, colorful, crunchy fish taco from Los Encanto in Los Feliz. Welcome, Food 52, to our next taco. We have our fantastic pork cheek tacos that are braised in a salsa morita. This is a really simple, what you would call like guisado or a stew. I really love pork cheeks. It's tender, but it's not too fatty. This cut of meat is worth seeking out. But if you can't find it, you're definitely welcome to use a pork shoulder or pork butt. The results might not be exactly the same, but it'll still be delicious. So what we're going to do is a nice heavy bottom pan that you can braise in, either a straight-sided saute pan or like a Dutch oven, like a Le Creuset style or a Staub. Either way is fine. We're here in front of our blender. We're going to make the quick salsa that we're going to braise the pork cheeks in. I'm going to take 3 chili morita that have been rehydrated in warm water and then deseeded, 2 cloves of garlic, 3 ounces of yellow onion, and 2 cups of stock. We make our stock here at Encanto, but you're welcome to use boxed if you don't have any homemade at home. So we're just blend that up real quick. It's as easy as that. I'm gonna take 1 onion and saute it in olive oil. So now that our onions are golden brown, I'm gonna set those to the side, add a little bit more oil to the pan, and I'm gonna begin to brown our pork cheeks in that same pan. So what we're doing is we're layering flavors. So the pan still has that wonderful flavor from the onions. And now we're gonna brown the pork in there. I'm gonna drizzle just about a tablespoon of olive oil on there, and we're going to gently rub them. And that's just to help the spices stick. So we're gonna take our ground fennel, ground coriander, and ground bay leaf, and a little bit of salt and pepper. And we're gonna rub that gently. If you wanna have this done the night before, you can. But that will be ready to go when we begin to saute it. We're gonna add our salsa that we made with the chili morita in the blender. Bring everything up to a boil and then really lower that to a bare simmer. Cover it with a lid. You're gonna wanna cook that until it's tender but not falling apart. About 2.5 hours. But really kind of give it a poke and check. You'll be able to easily tell when it's done. So while our pork cheeks are braising, we are going to make our tomatillo salsa. So take 1/2 of an avocado, 1 serrano, 2 green onions chopped up, the juice of 1/2 a lime, 2 ounces of extra virgin olive oil, and we're going to put all of that in the blender with about a tablespoon of salt. We're going to blend that up. If you're having a hard time making sure everything is spinning, it's okay to add a little bit of water just to make sure you have a nice smooth puree. Just make sure to add as little as necessary, because you really want to have a nice thick salsa. Now, normally we serve these family style at Encanto in a beautiful little cazuela, but I'm going to plate them up for you here. We're gonna take our beautifully braised pork cheeks, and we're gonna put 1 on each of the street style tortillas with some of those fantastic caramelized onions. Please feel free to use your favorite tortilla. Same tortilla that you use for the swordfish taco is fine. We're gonna top it with the same pico that we used for the swordfish. Add our avocado salsa. Give it that bright green color. We're gonna add a little bit of crema to that. And then if you'd like, you can garnish it with pickled red onions to give it that little bit of acidity. That's it. Enjoy these tender, meaty pork cheek tacos. Thank you, Food 52, for joining us here at Encanto in Los Feliz. you're welcome to try the tacos at home, or come in to Los Feliz if you're in the area and join us at this beautiful location. Have our cocktails and our wonderful pork cheek tacos and fish tacos.